ABC News.
Hello, I'm Erin Archer with the top stories making news from the Northern Territory. The NT's road toll has risen to 40 after a woman hit by a car last week died in hospital. The 20-year-old pedestrian was allegedly struck by a car on Emery Avenue in Palmerston on the night of Monday, July 15th, but died last night. She's the sixth death on NT roads in the last week. The driver allegedly failed to stop at the scene to help, but later called emergency services and was arrested after police say he returned a positive breath test result. The Kamali Community Government Council has been suspended by the Northern Territory Minister for Local Government, with an administrator appointed to oversee the council's operations. Chancy Paik has appointed Catherine Hutton to investigate the conduct of the suspended councillors and the financial position of the council and report back to him by March next year. The council services an area from Manton Dam South to near Robin Falls. And the chair of the Central Land Council has called for the dismissal of its CEO and has thrown his support behind a breakaway council. The CLC is one of the nation's biggest Aboriginal land councils, made up of 90 elected delegates from across the Northern Territory's Central Desert region. Chair Matthew Palmer says he received strong support for a motion to dismiss the CEO at a recent full council meeting. In a statement, a CLC spokesperson denied such a motion had been moved at the full council meeting. ABC News.